Hello and welcome to a Maths Oral Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Hanusa, a professor of mathematics at Queen's College of the City University of New York. Today we're talking marriages with our guest today, Elise Ferraro. Hello, Elise.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Let us know a little bit about yourself.
Well, I currently work at a school for physically disabled children in wheelchairs on Long Island. I was a French and psychology major, actually, during my undergraduate experience at Fairfield University. This is my third year here at Queen's College, and I hope to obtain my master's in applied mathematics.
Okay, so a long way from French and psychology.
I know, I changed my mind. Math was my minor, and that happened to be my passion, so here I am.
All right, great. I'm glad that you're here. So this semester you worked on a research project. Please describe it for us.
I decided to investigate the number of stable marriages for various sets of preferences for N women and N men using the Gill-Shapley algorithm.
Okay. What was motivating you for this question?
I love to play tennis in my free time and was interested to see how many doubles partners might be arranged so that everyone ends up happy.
Okay. So what kind of things did you do to work on this problem?
Well, I ran the algorithm through exhaustive research to find various sets of preferences. This involved tweaking one or two preferences and sometimes switching many to obtain results.
All right, so let's get this straight. So you have a bunch of men, a bunch of women, and you're trying to match them up. And you have, for each man, there's a set of preferences for the women. And for each woman, there's a set of preferences for the men. And what we're trying to do is find a match.
Correct.
Okay, so I think you said something about being a stable marriage?
A set of marriages is stable when, within a pair, the man or woman does not prefer someone else that's in another marriage higher on their ranking list.
So, given two different marriages...
Two or three or four.
You don't have one person who prefers... one man who prefers a woman in a different marriage and the woman also preferring the man at the same time.
Correct.
Then they would elope, run away, and leave.
Unstable. Definitely unstable.
Be very unstable. Okay. So, what kind of methods did you use when you were working?
I ran the algorithm hundreds of times, just switching the preferences around to find any kind of results that I could find. Sometimes switching one or two things, sometimes switching everything, sometimes switching two lines of the preferences.
So what does that mean? So when you run this algorithm,
mm-hmm.
And so maybe you want to give us a little taste of what the algorithm does?
Sure. So the men are going to propose to the woman that's their top choice.
Okay.
And the women can either say yes, can either say maybe to the man of her top choice or no. And you go through until every man is engaged and then married to a woman.
Okay, so each of the men proposed to their top choice. If they get rejected, then they propose to their next top choice. And along the way, the women, whenever they get a proposal or multiple proposals, they get to reject somebody or keep the one they like the best.
Exactly.
Okay, and so what was the most interesting thing you found?
Well, my hypothesis was that there would be the same number of stable marriages, whether the men proposed or if the woman proposed. I was definitely wrong and found that this is not always true. The stable matches can be different, and they favor the sex who does the proposing. The number of stable marriages can also be different quantities. The only time the stable pairing occurs is when... Whether the men or women propose is when the men's first row of preferences would be the first column of the women's preferences and so on.
So the only time when they're exactly the same is when you've got the men who have preferences and the man one prefers woman one,
yeah.
And woman one prefers man one.
Exactly.
I asked you to bring in one number related to your project to share with us. So what number did you bring us?
The number 7.
7. So where does 7 come from?
I was able to find a set of preferences for 3 men and 3 women to illustrate that the formula for the maximum number of proposals during the algorithm for a given set is n times n minus 1 plus 1. It's interesting that this formula exists, yet there is no explicit formula for the maximum or minimal number of stable marriages for each n.
So you're saying that given 3 men and 3 women, there's some way to make it so that during the proposal process, there's exactly 7 proposals that happen.
Right.
Okay.
Which involves a lot of rejecting.
That's a lot
rejecting,
of rejecting.
Rejecting. I know, so sad. I was writing this, I was like, oh. Tom, Bill.
So,
Chris, you made a cameo.
Oh, thank you, thank you. What do you think the most difficult part about your project was?
The biggest challenge I faced was manipulating the preferences in a way that I would obtain meaningful results. I went through tons.
So you just kept trying and trying and trying. You told me you had hundreds and hundreds of pages.
Pages on pages.
And so if you had more time, what do you think you would do?
I would like to examine more sets of preferences where the number of men is not equal to the number of women. I'm also interested to see results for tied preferences or ones that are indifferent.
Okay, neat. I think you also mentioned that you were dealing with, like, finding roommates.
Yes, that was the only example that I did where it was zero women.
Okay.
And four men, where three of the men ranked the last man as their last choice, so therefore no stable marriage would exist. Because that poor last man, they would all prefer someone higher than him.
Okay, so you were setting up four people to be two sets of roomies.
Exactly.
And
college.
For a given set of preferences that you came up with, there were no stable marriages.
Exactly.
You got this person, they needed to do a triple and a single in
that
case.
So I'd like to go farther with that. That was interesting.
Neat. Okay, so thanks for coming in today and sharing your research.
Thank you.
This has been a MathSorrow podcast. Learn more at podcast.mathsorrow.com.